Newsmax.com.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town, no delays to encounter at the moment. Mostly cloudy, high 77 today, 20% chance of showers. And mostly cloudy for tonight, getting it down to about 56. Partly sunny for Sunday, high 75. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy, down to 61. It is currently 73 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, I have been waiting for you. The purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dream. If I were to ask you, why do people get cancer? I wouldn't be surprised if there's still people, because maybe if you stumbled upon my show for the first time, but if you've been listening for one day or 7 years on my show, you'll know the right answer. But there's still people who believe that their DNA is the reason why they got cancer. Somehow, in their gene, they got a bum rap. But if I were to tell you, which I have over and over again, that you can turn on and turn off your DNA, would you do something different in your life today? What would it be? Okay, so today, not only are we giving a book away, so prepare your dials, we're going to talk to a naturopathic integrative oncologist and cancer survivor, Dr. Nasha Winters. She believes the body will give us the proper roadmap to health. She will share the metabolic approach, which is her book. It's a metabolic approach to cancer. And she will give us the 10 key elements that will potentially change your terrain. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Nasha Winters is here to do just that. Welcome, Nasha, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Oh, wow. Really great to be here. We have been waiting for this for a long time, and I'm overjoyed that we get to share in the moment today.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, as we start diving in, before we start diving into the 10 terrain, the terrain 10, which as you call it, I would love for you to share a little bit about your background and your journey and what led you to become a naturopathic oncologist.
Excellent. you know, it's funny that we all have a story, right? And I sort of pride myself on being a story collector in the work that I do. I see that more as my job than even quote unquote doctoring. And ultimately, doctor, docere, is teacher. So I gather in people's stories and I help turn those stories into teachable moments. So that experience of how I work today is based on basically being unheard in my own story for a very long time around my own healthcare. And I was very interested about medicine. I was in pre-med and undergrad. I thought that was absolutely my path. And thanks to a lot of health issues from a very, very young age, and one that literally threatened to take my life, I was given just a few months to live, it pushed my trajectory out of the conventional educational program and put me on a path to seek more of a mind, body, spirit approach to health and healing, which in the early 90s, I stumbled upon the concept of a naturopathic doctor and naturopathic medical school, which at that time, nobody knew what that was, right? And so I kind of embarked on a road trip to check out the few schools that were available in the Pacific Northwest and fell in love, saw people from all walks of life, from people with second careers who were originally MDs or even business people or just stay-at-home parents that suddenly had their own wake-up call in their own health, in their own story that led them down this journey. And it set my soul on fire and saved my life, frankly. And honestly, in moving into my education through naturopathic medicine, I honestly never wanted to work with cancer because I had just come out of and was still going through that story and didn't want to have anything to do with it. But as you probably share and know, because I just think you are in tune to this, the more we resist something, the more we have it come in.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It is absolutely true. And so today I want you to know my listening as well as, well, my viewing friends, by then I don't know if the book will be available, but for my listening friends that listen live, we have the book called Integrative. Oh, wait a minute. It's The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. Yes, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. And it's integrating deep nutrition, the ketogenic diet, and the non-toxic bio-individualized therapies. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Be the seventh caller or texter and win this book. I'm really excited today because we are going to take our health back as we normally do. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nasha Winters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
To learn more more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Nasha Winters. I am so excited because today we're talking about the book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. And so this is a roadmap that will help you heal, just like Dr. Nasha Winters takes her patients and she helps them discover their deficiencies, discover what they need, and give the body what it needs. So Dr. Winters, thank you so much for not only just coming on, but for being giving away a book. It's the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Exactly. Okay, there it is. It's a beautiful book. Okay. So Dr. For those of you who are listening, although I could call Dr. Winters, she's asked me to call her Nasha. So for those of you who are listening, she is a naturopathic oncologist. And so I will be honest, I did not know, because I know Dr. James Forsythe, and he's an MD who's also a holistic doctor. So that was the first time I had heard that combination before. So the combination with you, how many years did you have to go to get to become an ND specializing in oncology?
Excellent. Well, I had to do my basic sciences and undergraduate prerequisites, just like anybody else matriculating into a medical school training. Mm-hmm. I spent 4 years in a residential naturopathic program and had the opportunity to do amazing clinical shifts in ERs and surgery centers and HIV/AIDS clinics and nursing homes and addiction recovery centers, as well as lots of general family practice. Neurology, I worked in a neurology office for a year and a half after graduating. In pain management. So my experience was very vast, which was wonderful. We take the same medical boards, our basic science boards and our postgraduate Wow. boards, you know, just like our colleagues, just to show that we have the proper training and wherewithal not to harm another individual.
Sure.
And then I jumped out into private practice, general family practice for a while, and had an opportunity to do a residency with my mentor of the time. Spent 2 years doing that with my mentor. And then kind of was off on my own and running, and still, luckily, in our community, lean on each other heavily to learn and share and grow together.
Wonderful.
It drove me into focusing in oncology, though I resisted it, as I said before the break. It kept finding me. In fact, my first real patient in the first week I was in practice was somebody with a very aggressive brain tumor that was given days to live, and I was being there to offer end-of-life support pain management, which extended into another 18 months of survival, which was pretty incredible. He taught me a lot, in that time. We journeyed pretty powerfully together. And after that experience, more and more people started to find me. In 2012, I applied for the fellowship in the American Board of Naturopathic Oncology. And that was basically showing that over a two-year period, I had spent over 2,500 hours directly working with oncology. Mm-hmm. I had to have 3 letters of recommendation by conventionally trained oncologists to show that I had also been working with the conventional standard of care oncology, to show that I'm not an either or boxed in kind of person and knew how to have the bilingual communication of an integrative and a standard of care approach. And then also from that, I had to present 10 cases and show the duration of those cases over at least 6 visits.
Wow.
And those pages ended up being over, 200 pages by the time I submitted it for my review. And then once that was accepted, I had to sit for a board exam. And that 200 question board exam over a 5-hour period of time was pretty intensified. And basically it was more related to standard of care. So how do I interact with the pharmaceuticals? How do I interact with the chemotherapeutics? How do I best follow the research and the knowledge of conventional care and how best to support a patient going through that? Mm-hmm. Though I will tell you, in the last few years, where I mostly saw patients who wanted me to help them through conventional treatment, we're starting to find more of a 50-50. Mm-hmm. The patients now coming and saying, I'd like to do something different altogether. And given that that was my journey of doing something different altogether, which allows me to have this conversation with all of you today, I feel very comfortable in that sandbox, as well as in the sandbox of people who choose to bring best of both worlds together.
Very good. And for those of you who are listening to Dr. Winters, Dr. Naisha Winters, you may want to be the 7th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, to get the metabolic approach to cancer, and the 7th caller or texter. So let's get started, because, the first thing I want to, because I've shared with you and before the show that Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a very, is a regular doctor on the show. Absolutely love him. But there seems to be a misunderstanding about the ketogenic diet, maybe abused, and maybe it's not a misunderstanding. Maybe there are people that are abusing this to lose weight or to not to be healthy, but to push their bodies. So let's talk about really quickly the ketogenic approach when it comes to what we're talking about today.
So historically, our bodies naturally, since the beginning of time, have gone in and out of ketosis at times where our food sources were not available to us. Mm-hmm. What that means is it prompted our chemistry to be a hybrid engine. Okay, we could easily burn fat in moments of need or easily burn sugar in moments of need. That is health. Our body's ability to adapt in any given environment. That is, that metabolic flexibility is the hallmark of all good health and also the hallmark of longevity, okay? But what's basically happened since the 1850s, when we started to process sugar and flour, is we have put all of our bodies into a sugar burning state only, all right? And stuck there. The amount of carbohydrates, we actually, before 1858, an average of 30% of our diet is carbohydrate. Today, it's over 70%. Oh. Big difference in a very short window of time, and our body's been unable to adapt. That amount of sugar basically turns our body into a rusted out jalopy, okay? Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about ketogenic diet, we're talking more about a metabolic state of being. There are multiple ways to become a dual hybrid burning engine versus just eating a large amount of fat. And specific to the oncology community, the myth that needs to be busted is that this is not a high animal protein diet. In fact, when you eat high animal protein, you stimulate mTOR, which is a major driver of cancer metastasis.
Yes.
So in fact, a ketogenic diet in the cancer population is actually lower protein than the average diet. Definitely far lower than what everyone believes it to be. And it can definitely be abused, because you sure can reach ketosis with a high animal diet, but you can also reach ketosis as a vegan and as a vegetarian and as just simply fasting. There are multiple ways in which we can turn ourselves back into dual engines.
Okay, so because we were talking about what is causing our body, the roadmap that you look at, so how do you start that, and how did you discover this, that there was a roadmap within us?
Good. Well, mainly trial and error for myself. When you're given a few months to live and you're given zero outcomes, like my choice to take an integrative approach to my, actually a completely alternative approach at that time, was because there were no other choices. I was sent home to die. I was too ill to even get conventional intervention. So I was on my own. So through that trial and error and through tens of thousands of patients and 2.5 decades later, I found basically 10 main drivers of what makes our bodies rust, if you will, makes our bodies age, makes our bodies break down over time. So even though this concept is the metabolic approach to cancer, it could be the metabolic approach to osteoporosis, to cardiovascular disease, to diabetes, to Alzheimer's. If you catch my drift, mm-hmm. it's all encompassing. Mm-hmm. So the main 10 drivers that I personally found and always sort of test, assess, and address, and then readjust as needed along the path, along the roadmap, are these 10 items. Epigenetics, so what passed down to us. Blood sugar balance, which we just talked about, that we've all mm-hmm. become sugar burners and not dual engines. Toxic burden. You know, it's not a matter of if you have toxicity, it's how much and how your body processes it. Mm-hmm. The microbiome and the GI function, which is paramount, we're just simply tubes with bodies wrapped around it, and much of our health moves from the soil of our gut. Immune function, which mm-hmm. has really been battered over the years as we've spent years suppressing fever and taking an antibiotic for every little sniffle. Mm-hmm. Inflammation, this is the main driver of modern civilization, the inflammatory process. Blood circulation and angiogenesis. Most of us spend far more time sitting on our tushes than moving about, and that has made a difference. And then stress has affected our cardiovascular health, et cetera, our oxygenation in general. Hormone balance. Oh my word. This also comes back to the toxicants, but stress and sugar also drive hormone imbalance. And then of course, stress and biorhythms. If we are sitting in front of blue screen light all day and night, and we're not following the rhythm of the season and the nature around us, we are definitely impacting the circadian rhythm and therefore the balance of our entire terrain. And then finally, but sometimes most important, the mental health aspect of all of this. Mm-hmm. So I help my patients through a quiz at the beginning of the book to help them find their priority. So there are 10 sections with 10 questions under each section to help people realize, where do I start in this mess?
Okay? Yes, yes.
And that helps them get started on assessing their own terrain and knowing where to begin.
So I was great. I'm excited to dive into it. I hope we can get to all of it today. If not, we're going to have to do part two. So, so when I was looking at the genetics portion of it, yeah. and this was something that was a huge revelation to me starting the show with Dr. Bruce Lipton, that we can turn off our genes, and that the epigenetics, the way our thought and all the things that we do can trump our DNA. The first question I see there that is, have you been positive tested for the BRCA1 or 2 gene? And what I understand for that one is that even people that are positive, 50% of them do not get cancer. Can you address that?
Yes, yes. So I am someone who carries that gene. And that was part of why I was diagnosed at such a young age. We did not know that for still another 10 years, though, after my diagnosis. It took a while. But ultimately, BRCA status is simply how our bodies methylate.
Okay.
And so what that means is this methylation is based entirely on what we feed it. And that means through the food that we nourish ourselves with, but also through the people and the life experiences that we nourish ourselves with or malnourish ourselves with. And so we can simply turn on and off our genetic expression by our thoughts, by our environment, by the people we surround ourselves with, and by the foods we choose to put into our body.
Very good. Very good. So that goes along. That, yeah.
Yeah. And we can overcome that 50% of what people, you know, can possibly have a higher rate of cancer just by those things.
Yeah. And of course you see incredibly notorious men and women, well, I would say women, amputating parts of their bodies because they do have the BRCA gene. And it's such a, they want to be an example, but to me, that's a very irresponsible example.
It is, because it doesn't change the soil in which cancer can grow. In fact, I've had 7 patients personally that did that prophylactic surgery that ended up with pretty aggressive cancer anyway, 2 of which ended up dying because they were so shocked because they thought, just removing these parts, I'm good. I'm totally safe. I'm totally done. No, you're just getting started. And that is what is really terrible, is that we've had the power taken away from us of what we are able to actually accomplish in changing the outcomes in our terrain.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are already intrigued and would like a copy of the book, it is The 7th Collar, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. The 7th Collar, 407-373-5959 will win a free copy of this book. 7th caller or texter. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nasha Winters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Paris, the French Interior Minister, Christophe Castaner, has accused the far right of encouraging violence and clashes with the police. Marine Le Pen, the head of the National Assembly Party, called on protesters to head to the Champs-Élysées earlier this week. Despite authorities banning all demonstrations on the avenue, the protest today said to be centered on high fuel prices in Paris right now. The European Union has removed the last major obstacle to sealing an agreement on Brexit after Spain said it had reached a deal today with Britain over Gibraltar. On the eve of the EU summit, the British Prime Minister Theresa May will then have the big task of selling the deal to her own reluctant parliament. In the world of sports, it was Phil Mickelson beating Tiger Woods in overtime Friday in their $9 million pay-per-view match in Las Vegas. It wound up free, though, for many viewers because of a technical problem. This is...
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Mark your calendars Friday, November the 30th. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving weekend. Join us for our second year anniversary of the morning show here at WBOB. I'm your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all of us. It's going to be packed. It's going to be huge. Hundreds of people will attend, but I got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com. A free party. Come on by or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords Ed Dean or WBOB, our second year anniversary, Friday from 6 to 9 here at the Salem Center.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. your 2018 election authority.
And over in St. John's County, there's some traffic congestion over there at 95 North, starting at mile marker 308, so pack a lunch, so to speak. As for the weather, not a bad day. Mostly cloudy, high 77, 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy tonight. Low near 56. Sunday, partly sunny, up to about 75. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 61. Currently 73, AM 600, WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. You can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and I believe that the person in front of you knows more than you do. So be curious instead of critical. Figure out what you can learn from each person that's in front of you, because we're all teachers and we're all students. Remember, you're going to be in front of somebody else too. So just remember that we are all in this together. We all have so much to learn. Today, we are talking to Dr. Nasha Winter. She's our teacher today. And we're talking about a roadmap to health with her new book. And the book would be The Seventh Caller or Texter, 407-373-5959. Good job, metabolic approach to cancer. And so this is the way you learn about your body and what your body is saying. Cancer is not a disease. Cancer is a symptom. And that is your body speaking to you that something is wrong. And so listen, listen, pause, breathe, listen. See what your body is saying. And I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we take 100% responsibility for our life and the life that we want to live. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And also while you're there, please become a subscriber to YouTube, because you're going to be missing out on a lot of stuff if you don't listen to our YouTube or watch our YouTube video. So always subscribe. And when you subscribe to both the audio and the visual, will come to your tablets, your smartphones, wherever it is. And while you're there, I ask that you also follow me on all my social media. But here's the thing. If it weren't for my sponsors, this show would not happen. Please go to my sponsors page, check out my sponsors, support them the way they are supporting the show. And finally, you know, you can listen to me on demand, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher. And again, if you need to stream this, you can stream on TuneIn or at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, today, be the seventh caller or texter to win a free copy of Dr. Nasha Winter's book. It's called The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. Very good job. She's my Vanna White. Every time I say it, she holds the book up. And so 407-373-5959 will win the seventh caller or texter. Now, there's so much to talk about and so little time. So let's move into number two of our body speaking to us.
Okay. You know, one of the things that you and I talked about on the break was sort of my perspective change of, yes, of how in my own process did I create a very different perspective about cancer, both in my own body and how to support others. Mm-hmm. And a quote that I share often, that's my quote, is, what is cancer trying to heal in you? Mm. And that, again, could be what is Alzheimer's, what is cardiovascular disease, what is diabetes. These are messengers. These are the little built-in alarm systems. One of my clients talks about this perfectly. She's like, I had years of alarms, but I ignored them. She talked about how she would, like, figuratively and literally in some ways, put the tape over the check engine light on her dashboard, mm-hmm, of her body. So when people come to me, 99.99% of the time, Lillian, they say to me that I was healthy until I got cancer.
No, they weren't.
And I'm here to tell you, thank you. Exactly.
No, they weren't.
I'm sorry, I call BS on that. So, and that's the place that we don't have to wait until we are a house engulfed in flames. We can check often under the hood and check often for that little ember, that little freckle, to see what it's trying to tell you and deal with it and not wait until it's big enough and loud enough to scream at us and get our attention.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And so number two, you talk about the blood sugar imbalance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's talk about that blood sugar imbalance. First, it was the genetics, and you try to look into that and what the body is saying to us. Yeah. The second terrain 10 is the blood sugar balance. So share a little bit about that so we can then move into number three.
Sure. Well, and number two, we already kind of talked about. That was becoming that hybrid engine. That is allowing your body to be in the natural state of the rhythm around you. We're not all meant to be grazing from sun up to sundown and in the middle of the night and have access to, you know, loads and loads of processed foods. Quality of food is key here. So if people are ingesting even small amounts of animal protein on a ketogenic diet, I don't want them eating four-legged Superfund sites. Right? That's a no-go. It's far too dangerous to take a risk and eat those CAFO, those huge factory raised animals and processed animals. It's also cruel to the animal itself and to the land, but it's also cruel to our bodies because those animals have been treated poorly and been fed poorly. And therefore we are what we eat, but also what they eat. So our thoughtfulness about sprinkling in more like a condiment of quality animal protein, if that is part of your dietary routine, is key. But either way, start to examine how much sugar you actually take in. I love the things like MyFitnessPal, Chronometer. We need to be eating, all of us on the planet, less than 100 grams of carbohydrate a day. But if you're dealing with cancer, that number needs to be under 50 grams of carbohydrate a day. Wow. Most of us are eating 3 days worth of sugar at breakfast. Our orange juice, our low-fat milk, our oatmeal for breakfast, just 3 days of sugar right there. So we need to test, assess, and address that and check your blood levels, hemoglobin A1C and insulin in particular. A lot of people think they're not eating sugar and a lot of people don't think they're diabetic, but more than 50% of the United States population is already diabetic.
You know, I eat a lot of, and that's great information. I'd never heard eat less than 100 grams of carbs a day. I've never heard that.
That's an RD nutritionist recommendation, which we know RD nutritionists are not about getting us well. Okay. They're about preventing things like scurvy, right? They're not trying to be therapeutic here. So that comes from the mouths of RD nutritionists.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So with that in mind, I eat a lot of fruits. I eat like berries and strawberries, and I have that in my breakfast. Is that good?
It depends on how your body metabolizes the sugar. So checking your hemoglobin A1C, you want it under 5. Checking your insulin, you want it around 3. If you are doing fine with those, you're great. I can handle a pint of berries every day and it does nothing to my blood sugar. My husband looks at a raspberry and it spikes his. We have different genetic makeup. We have different epigenetics. I burn more readily as a hybrid engine. He has been stuck in a sugar burning engine for multiple generations. His family all dies off from diabetes and diabetes related illnesses. So we're all different. You have to find out what is your particular makeup.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So since we've already talked about that, let's talk about the toxic burden because we've been doing a lot more shows on this.
Good.
So if you'd like to share a little bit about what is our aha moment, what do we need to know quickly?
Yes. Basically, you need to learn about what you're putting on, in, and around your body. Go to organizations like EWG.org, which is Environmental Working Group. There's also a website called scorecard.org, which you can actually put in your zip code and find out what toxic burdens are in your community.
No way.
Way.
I'm going to go check that out.
Exactly. And on the EWG, you can actually go in and put in your zip code and find out what's in your city water.
No way.
And so like in my town, my beautiful little town, 7 known carcinogens and 26 questionables that are not filtered out of your city water system. We have got to be filtering our water very aggressively. A Brita isn't going to do it, folks. So those are some places that you have some control over. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how much. And then if you have certain epigenetics, you might process it worse than others.
Okay. I'm like stunned. You know, I'm going to do a lot of stuff after the show today. Okay. Cause I want to get as many as possible.
Yeah.
And this is just a teaser for all of those of you thinking I should, you know, it's a 1 hour show, but it's really not that long. Okay.
Right.
So let's talk to about number 4 is repopulating and balancing the microbiome.
Yes. Yes, we are just a gut. You know, Hippocrates said, you know, the gut starts, or disease starts in the gut. All of our ancient medicines state that. As naturopathic doctors, we've been poop obsessed for some time. What we don't poop, we recirculate as toxins, right? We have to put stuff in to move things through that tube, draw out the nutrients that we need, get rid of the byproducts we don't need. We have become very mixed up with that, thanks to the toxicants, thanks to things like stress, thanks to our monocropping of our food supply, which has monocropped our gut. And our health is based on gut diversity. We need more unique critters inside of us to ward off disease. And most of us have come down to just a handful, thanks to the changes in our food supply over the past 100-150 years.
Wow. Okay. So with that in mind, you know, let me just ask the question, probiotic or no probiotic?
It depends. We can actually now know exactly what probiotic you need, but for the most part, most of us need some type of a probiotic, be it from fermented foods, and some type of a prebiotic, such as leeks. A lot of us don't ever think about using leeks, but that's a simple way to get the prebiotic, the food that feeds the inner food, to help you out there. So it depends on the person, but for the most part, we're all lacking and could use it.
Very good. Okay. So for those of you who are listening today and you would like a copy of Dr. Nasha Winter's book, who was co-written, it was with a nutritionist as well. It's The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And so for those of you who have no clue that our body heals naturally, these are different tips to change the terrain or the dirt in your body. Don't be a fertile soil for cancer. Be a fertile soil for healing. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Nasha Winters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from, not just you, we always learn. Welcome to my classroom, because we're all learning together from Dr. Nasha Winters. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959, to get the metabolic approach to cancer. And, you know, just listen to our body. Our body will always lead us to truth. Okay, so we talked about 1 through 4, and I want to reiterate that this is just the tip of the iceberg. The book has the majority of this information. We just want to get as much as we can done. Okay, so we did 1 through 4. Now let's go to 5, immune system maximization.
And so hold on, you know, put your seatbelts on, because we're going to try and capture the rest of these before we break
yes,
off here today.
Hold on.
Exactly. So the immune system, this is actually how we treat cancer. We used to think, and still do in many circles, that a cytotoxic, so basically a direct kill to the cancer cell, is the way we treat cancer. No, that is just a debulking of some of the tumor burden. But what actually cleans up the mess and keeps us in remission is our immune system. And so it's no wonder that 70% of people who've had a diagnosis of cancer will have a recurrence. Those are American Cancer Society statistics, because we brought in a cytotoxic cell treatment that also dismantled the immune system at the same time. So we didn't have our steadfast immune system to help take care of the job after it was done. There are smarter ways to do this. My favorite approach, which is well over 100 years of supporting the overall immune function and getting better outcomes if you are using conventional interventions and not using conventional interventions, is mistletoe, viscum album extract. It is a self-administered subcutaneous injection. It's been utilized for over 100 years. Started out of Germany from the anthroposophical realm of Ida Wegman and Rudolf Steiner. And it is a very powerful immunomodulator, and it restores the overall rhythm. Mm. To me, cancer and chronic illness is just being out of rhythm with themselves and the world around them. And this medicine has a very esoteric power, as well as a very physiologic power, to kind of help us restore our quality of life and our rhythm within ourselves and the world around us.
Wow.
We actually have a book coming out on mistletoe end of the year or early 2019, which we're very excited, which is a collection of 17 authors from 7 countries all over the world experiencing mistletoe in clinical practice, kind of bringing a modern update on this.
No, you said this is self-administered. So where can we get this? I mean, is this something?
It has to be through a prescription, has to be through somebody who's been trained properly. This is not a protocol. It's geared to the individual, the rhythm of the individual, the type of plant, the different forms of it that's chosen, the dosing structure. It's all based very much on the individual, and it is adjusted accordingly. So unless a doctor has been thoroughly trained in how to use this medicine, do not do it, because it can actually be dangerous.
Is there a credential we should find on the wall for that?
You want to make sure they're anthroposophically trained. The believebig.org website our website under, I believe, services, which shows find at a provider or people that I've personally trained, and also the PAAM, which is basically the Anthroposophical Medical Association website, also has people who've been trained in using this modality.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So I want to get as many of these as possible.
Yeah.
So we just talked about the immune system. Let's talk about modulating inflammation and oxidative stress.
Absolutely.
Big one. That's a big one.
It is. This is what, you know, we used to all die of infections. Today we die of inflammatory diseases. So that is cardiovascular disease, all these different, even diabetes is an inflammatory process. Like I talked about earlier, sugar kicks up inflammation and rusts us. So inflammation can also be inflamed emotions. Stress causes inflammation, and we're all walking around stewing in it. So de-inflaming your life is really important to do. And there's, of course, a million different ways to approach this, but testing simple things like a C-reactive protein are huge. That also segues into the blood circulation and angiogenesis. Okay. Angiogenesis is the new growth of blood vessels to a tumor. Mm-hmm. And that is stimulated by stress and inflammation.
So they work hand in hand with one another.
Actually, all 10 of them do. You can't really, if you start to work on any one, you're going to likely spill over and impact the others. Mm-hmm. But when we're inflamed, we get thick and sticky blood. We get contracted. Our blood pressure goes up to try and overcome that contraction. So movement, breath, oxygenation is key to help keep the blood circulation and angiogenesis process at bay. And then that spills into the hormones.
There we go.
We are swimming in a pool.
That's number eight, guys. That's number eight.
Joy. We're number eight. And exogenous hormones, you guys, is everywhere. This is why we're seeing six-year-old girls with ovarian cancer now. This is why we're seeing six-year-old boys with breasts. This is why every time we think we're doing ourselves a favor by drinking out of a plastic water bottle or heating our food in plastic in a microwave or handling receipts, just touching a receipt, you can check your blood levels and see estrogen shoot off the map. And then what are we doing? We're out there also filling people with exogenous estrogens, from birth control pills to steroids for treating certain conditions, which are hormones, mm-hmm. to bioidentical hormones and conventional hormones. Those are not a good idea, okay? You need to test, assess, and address to see how your body is metabolizing the hormones you make internally, but also what you're metabolizing as it hits you from the outside world. And that also segues back in to your epigenetics. If you have a CYP1B1 or a COM-T SNP, you are basically turning every single thing you experience into an estrogen soup, and you are causing yourself a lot of harm, because estrogen also kicks up blood sugar and also kicks up cortisol, stress response. All of these things will dismantle your functioning immune system and increase inflammation.
Okay. So as a bonus, after we finish the show today, I want to talk about estrogen dominance, which is a huge problem right now. And so maybe we can hold that thought and move on to number nine. We did seven already.
And number nine, you know, in Kelly Turner's book, Radical Remission, she talks about nine factors that basically are the common threads of people who have overcome dire consequences or dire diagnoses that are no longer using Western medical interventions. Mm-hmm. Of those nine, only two of them are tangible: diet and supplements. The rest live in the realm of our stress response and our mental and emotional response. Mm-hmm. And so that is what is in our control. We can't take away stress, but we can take away how we respond to it. Stress itself is the driver of metastasis. Mm. Okay. And when we're under stress, our immune system is suppressed. So nobody likes to hear this, but you have to work this muscle just like you would any other to overcome how you respond to certain situations in life, because we live in a time that is pure stress. And so how you relate to that is up to you.
Very good. Very good. Yes, and number 10, let's do it. Okay. Enhancing mental and emotional well-being. Let's do that.
And though it's the last, it should be the first. But most people go running to the hills if I start there, because it's overwhelming and sometimes scary, and sometimes the darkest, deepest parts of our existence that we need to address to really heal. You can hit every one of these nine issues perfectly, But if you have not dealt with the mental, emotional baggage and the things that are blocking the way your psychology and your neurotransmitters move properly, you are really causing harm. You are unable to really overcome. This is the concepts that people like Dr. Bruce Lipton talk about, the belief, biology of belief. That is also our psychology. And so we can think ourselves into disease and we can think ourselves into wellness, but we often need help in dealing with a lot of these traumas. In fact, ACE scores, like the adverse childhood events, has one of the biggest outcomes on how you are going to, you know, what kind of health you're going to have in your adulthood. Yes. And so we have to take this far more seriously.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we can just relax now. Okay, so that was great. Thank you so much for going through the Terrain 10. And I want to encourage all of you that heard this, there's more to it in the book. Be the seventh caller or texter to win a copy of The Metabolic Approach to Cancer, 407-373-5959. And the music has started. So, Dr. Nasha Winters, thank you so much for being on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show. I have no doubt you will be back because you've just earned another trip into the hearts of the listeners of the Lilian McDermott Radio Show. So thank you so much.
Thank you. What a fun discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. And to you, my listening friend, remember, you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. It's time to take our health back. This is Lilian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. I knew it was going to be the best ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
AM 600.